This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, April 3rd. Well, I just want to update everybody on the market's gyrations. So whether we're going up like we were on Thursday or going down like we are today, the important thing that you should know is that trading volume is drying up. And that's important because selling pressures have been exhausted, but the market's kind of lackluster on the upside. However, when earnings announcements come out, the stocks tend to pop. And we have a stock popping today on its latest earnings announcement, so that's good. So I want to see a lot more of that, and that'll give me a lot more confidence to jump in and buy growth stocks. In the meantime, dividend yields are still very, very high relative to the 10-year Treasury. The 10-year Treasury bond yield is 0.58 and falling. And so literally for over 2 weeks now, the Fed has had full control of the Treasury bond market. So as Treasury bond yields go lower and lower, it's just natural for stocks to go higher. So that's a very, very good long-term sign. But of course, the other sign we need is when do we restart things? And it's interesting, as you look around the world, you know, Asia has restarted. So I'm getting a lot of Asian stocks on my radar, and that's good. And they're also performing pretty good too. Another thing that's going on is Germany has a bunch of factories open, not the big auto plants, but they got quite a few factories open, but they like to sanitize their factories. So that's interesting what's going on. Italy wants to reopen on April 14th. We're not sure they'll get that through. But, you know, the world is adapting to the coronavirus situation in different ways. And it's important that we see when we can reemerge, when we can get back to normal. And hopefully that's early May, and hopefully the cases will be peaking soon. So meantime, we all have to stay safe. But we definitely are starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and that's very, very good news. The other good news is that there seems to be a bit of a crisis in the energy markets. The crisis originally started not so much from the coronavirus, but from Saudi Arabia and Russia fighting over big contracts, big customers. The Russians did not want to cooperate, so Saudi just undercut them. That caused prices to slide over $20 a barrel. And President Trump is trying to get Russia and Saudi to agree to a combined production cut. And then he's also meeting with our oil executives today in the White House, and we'll see if they also participate. But the world is running out of places to put the oil, and China is adding to its stockpiles now. I know President Trump wants to add the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, but Congress nixed him on that, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. But the truth of the matter is that it's really, really hard to restart all the oil fields if you start to shut them down. So slowing them down is one thing, shutting them down is complicated. So we're going to have that news on Monday. Meantime, enjoy the low gas prices. They're well under $2 a gallon in many parts of the country. So so hopefully that helps cheer some people up. But as far as I'm concerned, as long as Treasury bond yields go lower on down days, I'm happy. Because that just shows there's a flight to quality. It shows that the stock market has a very good foundation under it, because its dividend yields on the S&P and Dow are literally 5 to 7 times higher than the 10-year Treasury. And even though there's some dividend cuts and some companies have suspended dividends, that's a very good foundation for the market, because the dividends are going to be much higher than Treasuries for some time. And we all just have to cheer up, folks, and see the light at the end of the tunnel. So hopefully we'll follow what Asia has done and reopened. I know no one trusts the numbers, especially out of China, but other Asian countries have reopened, and they're getting back to normal. We want to see Europe get back to normal, and then we'll get back to normal. And of course, some parts of the U.S. are going to start before others, but you know, we just want to see the light at the end of the tunnel. That's the most important thing. As far as all the economic news is concerned, obviously it's not good. I mean, the payroll report was horrific. New claims to unemployment was even worse, so we know the payroll report's going to be much worse in April. There's a lot of talk about a second stimulus package. Of course, they're trying to get us money from the first stimulus package right now. So it's very, very interesting times we're in. But the bottom line is, hopefully we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Things are going to be restarting in early May. And then some parts of the country might have to remain restricted a little bit longer. But hopefully we can take our cues from Europe and Asia. And as they restart, then that'll give us a lot of hope for we can also restart. In the meantime, I hope everybody's enjoying the family time and everybody's staying safe. So I just want to give you an update. It's Louis Navellier. Earnings are working. I've only had one report today, but hopefully I'll get a lot more, and that'll give us a lot more confidence moving forward. Dividends are working. Treasury bond yields are still going lower. So I feel very, very comfortable, confident that we've made the lows, we bounced, and now we just got to light a fire into the market. Hopefully that fire will come when the coronavirus cases peak and start to steadily decline, so our country gets back to work as soon as possible. So that's it, everybody. It's, enjoy the weekend, hopefully we'll have some more positive news for you next week. Take care, everybody. Louis Navellier.